That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Another weekend's almost here, and August is the time of year to plan a little weekend trip. So here's a little weekend tip. Before you pack your bags and start, remember that it's always smart to pack the Alka-Seltzer, too. And then no matter what you do, you're sure of finding quick relief if certain ailments cause you grief. Acid indigestion might irritate you late at night, or maybe you'll be kept awake when tired muscles pain and ache. Or after quite a busy day, a headache might just come your way. Then you'll be glad when things go wrong that Alka-Seltzer came along. When those discomforts bring you grief, try Alka-Seltzer's Fast Relief. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as a step forward in his efforts to rid himself of all his property, Abner sold his half of the store to Squire Skimp yesterday for $10. And now as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store explaining the deal to Grandpappy Spears. Listen.
No, Abner ain't come down yet, Grandpap. Sit down, sit down.
Well, I ain't got but just a minute, Lum. I wanted to talk to him. I heard he's wanting to sell his interest in the store here.
Well, he was, Grandpap, but he's done sold it.
Done sold it?
Yeah, sold it to Squire Skimp for $10 yesterday afternoon.
For $10?
Yeah, just closed the deal late yesterday evening.
Oh, for the loamy sakes, that crazy idiot. I'd have given him 10 times that much for it. I'd been glad to.
Well, that's all he wanted for it, Grandpaps. See, he's trying to get rid of everything.
Oh, I know it. I know he is.
He decided yesterday to get shut of his half interest in the store here and that he was going to sell it to the first fella he met. So just as he walked out on the porch, there was Squire Skimp.
Well, I do know. And I started to come down here yesterday evening and change my mind.
Well, of all the people he could have picked out to sell it to, Squire would have been the last one I'd have picked for a partner.
Why, you wouldn't have did that in 100 years. Yeah, if I'd have been Abner, I'd have let some of my friends have it. Squire ain't never did nothing for him.
Well, no, but it just goes to show... Wait a minute, yonder comes Abner coming up out there now.
No, that ain't him, is it?
Yeah, that's him. I never knowed him at first myself.
Why, he's all been over there like his back was broke.
Yeah, I believe he must have lost something. Walking along there looking for it.
Yeah, that must be it.
If he's lost something, he ought to be trying to find it. That's what he's trying to do, is get shut of stuff.
Wonder what he's lost. Hi there, Abner.
Yeah, howdy, Abner. Come in.
Yeah, howdy, howdy. Who is it? I can't see.
It's me and Grandpap. What are you looking for, anyway?
I ain't looking for nothing. Has the balloon went up yet?
What balloon?
I don't know. I come by Mose Moots' barbershop, and he hollered and asked me as I went by there, and I never know nothing about it.
Well, what are you all bent over that away for?
Oh, there's something wrong with my back this morning. I just don't know what's ailing me.
You mean you can't straighten up no better than that?
Well, I can straighten up a little, but I tell you, it's just pulling on the back of my neck there to where I can't hardly stand it, man.
Well, I do know. Must be a catch in your spavin-legged back there, Summers, Abner.
Yeah, more than likely the lumbagos has got you.
No, no, I don't think so. I've had that. I know I ain't never had this before.
Yeah, maybe it's the Abner-bago.
Now, it ain't nothing to be laughing at, Grandpap. Besides, you ain't very funny.
No, that's a shame, Abner. When did you first notice it?
Well, it hit me while I was dressing this morning.
Just come on you all of a sudden, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I got up feeling uncommonly well this morning, too.
Yeah, sir, that's just the way leggy Jim Farnsworth was struck. And he ain't walked a step since.
I know it. I know it. That's the first thing I thought about this morning.
Well, does it pain you any?
Well, not as long as I stay bent over this the way it don't.
Hmm.
This would be just my luck, about to inherit all that money.
Abner.
Oh, excuse me.
What'd you say, Abner?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
Well, be careful what you're saying there, Abner.
Well, you know what I mean, Mom. Now, I won't be able to enjoy nothing. My health has broke down on me.
Oh, well, you'll more than likely get yourself straightened out, all right.
No, no, I won't either, man. I can tell you that. I'll never be the same again.
No, sir, I don't much think you will neither, Abner.
Oh, me. What have I did to these or this?
Well, now, here, you're taking this too hard, Abner. Oh. Sit down here now and rest yourself.
Oh.
Worrying and fretting over it's the worst thing you could do for it.
Well, you'd worry too, Lum, if you're going to have to go through life all drawed over this away. Oh, me.
Yeah.
Poor me.
Can't you raise your head up when you're sitting down, neither, Abner?
No, no, just Sit here and look at the floor is all I can do.
Why don't you go over and see Doc Miller and see what he thinks about it?
Well, I thought about it, but I don't believe I can make it over to his place.
Well, call him up on the telephone and get him to come over here then.
Never did know this floor had so many knot holes in it. Look at there. Oh, Lom, I can't talk on no phone. Couldn't reach a mouthpiece without standing on a chair. Couldn't hardly get my coat on this morning.
Yeah, that's right. Well, here, Admiral boy, I'll call for you.
Yeah, that's a good idea, poor little varmint.
I wish you would, Lum, and tell him to hurry. I'm beginning to feel sort of dizzy-headed, too.
Well, natural. Bending over that way make anybody dizzy-headed.
Oh, me. Tell you, Grandpap, you just don't know. You just do not know what it means to lose your health.
I'm just as sorry for free as I can be, Abner.
Oh?
You might get well, though. You can't tell. You might fool us all.
Oh, no. I've never known a sick day in my life for this.
Wait a minute. Hello, Doc Miller's place?
Yeah, I ain't good for nothing but a shine, boy.
Is Doc there?
Go to a picture show. I'll have to lay on my back now. I'll look at it.
Oh, he has.
Oh.
Well, I never know there's even specking one.
Good hunt of eggs, I guess.
Well, that's fine.
Hurry up, Lom. I might be sinking fast.
Why, yes, I want him to come over to see Abner.
Oh.
Abner Peabody.
Carry Will or switch around and look for water whales.
Oh, yes, he's in awful bad shape.
Bent plumb double, tell him.
Yeah, come down here a while ago, all drawed over with some sort of ailment.
Oh.
I don't know. Who is that keeps butting in on the line? Well, if you'll just listen, Luther, I was fixing to tell Ms. Miller all about it.
That Luther Phillips is the curiousest critter in Polk County.
Yeah, but he's got his...
What's that, Miss Miller?
Don't say nothing about it.
No, Mom, he says it ain't paying him none.
Man, with his health, ought to be proud.
He just can't straighten up. Spinal column.
I ain't going to take none of that now, Long.
Uh-huh. Mom?
Poking stuff down my throat.
Who is this? Oh. Uh-huh. Yes. Sister Simpson butting in, telling about her Aunt Bessie having an ailment, something like that. Still talking.
I'll be dead by the time she gets through.
Wait a minute. Yes, Mom. She did. Well, now that sounds a whole lot like Abner's symptoms, all right. Did she ever get over it? Oh, well, that's too bad.
Oh, me.
Now then, Miss Miller, what do you think about it? You've helped the doctor enough with sick folks. You ought to have some eyes on it.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Would you all be quiet, please, so as I can hear what Miss Miller's got to say? Then if you've got any remedies, you can give them to us. Worse than a beehive on this party line. Everybody trying to talk at once. Now, what was it, Miss Miller? See a special list of what?
Oh, I knowed something uncommonly uncommon was what it was.
Oh, yeah. Well, is there one of them in there at the county seat? Cow or tractor? For Abner?
I don't want no cow or tractor, neither one working on me now, Lon.
Yeah, it might be.
Ain't got the hoof and mouth disease, I know.
Think it might be out of joint, huh?
Well, I might have. My mouth is might not down to my hoofs at that.
Vertebrae? Yeah, well, what's them?
Oh.
There. Right there in the backbone, huh? Well, live and learn. Yeah, now, it might be, uh-huh. Well, will you tell Doc to come over as quick as he gets back, please, Mom? Oh, yeah, if he gets any worse, I'll load him in a car and carry him into the county seat.
If I get any worse, you won't have to.
All right, thank you, Ms. Miller. Goodbye.
What'd she say, Lum?
Well, Doc's over across the river there at the Reynolds's, but she says she thought you ought to go to a specialist. Doctors that just doctor on backs.
Well, it must be bad if she don't think Doc can help me.
Yeah, but you already heard what Sister Simpson was telling there about her Aunt Bessie.
What did she do?
Well, according to her, Aunt Bessie got up one morning feeling just fine like you done this morning, and all of a sudden this ailment hit her, and she's been that way ever since.
Oh, no. Oh,
that
no.
That was 17 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. I knowed I'd never get over it.
Grannies, it might be a good idea for us to load you in a car and head out for the county seat right now. I'm getting worried about this myself.
Yeah, I believe so, too, Lum. Oughtn't to take no chances. From the looks of him, I don't believe he'll even make the trip.
Oh.
I reckon it'd be all right to move you. We can drive right careful so as not to jostle you no more than we can help.
I believe I'm feeling some pains now, man, up
well,
my
here,
back.
I'll run over and see if Dick Huddleston will lend us his car. It's a heap easier riding than Cedric's. We can just lock up the store.
I reckon I ought to tell Elizabeth goodbye.
Well, we can stop by there on our way to town.
Oh.
Here comes your new partner, Squire Skimp. He can keep store for you, Lum. Yeah, glad he showed up.
Might take every cent of what I'm going to get in that inherit to fix me up once I get to hiring them specials to work on me.
Well, don't think about that now. Come in, Squire. Glad you come in.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. How's the store going, Lum?
Squire, I want you to stay here in the store while me and Grandpap takes Abner here into the county seat to see the doctor.
To the doctor? What's the matter with Abner?
Oh, some kind of an ailment hit him this morning while he was dressing. Got him all bent over there to where he can't straighten up.
Yeah, I saw him bent over. I thought you had a mummy peg game going there. It sounds like maybe something wrong with your back, Abner.
I know Dad blame well something's wrong with it.
Well, now, I might be able to help you some myself, Abner. I've read a little about chiropractic. Just slip off your coat there.
Well, wait a minute. You read about what, Squire?
Here, I'll slip off your coat. Abner, let Squire take a look at your back there. You're easy now.
It might be that some of your vertebrae are out of place.
Yeah, your vertebrae's in your backbone, according to Ms. Miller.
Oh, my goodness. When did they get in there?
Well, that's where they're supposed to be.
Oh.
Am I hurting you?
No, be as easy as you can, Mom. Here now, let me get this vest unbuttoned here.
Yeah, hold still so we can slip it off.
Great balls of fire.
Well, for the land's sake. No wonder you're bent over that way. Your galluses is on backwards. The long end of your suspenders is supposed to go in front.
Well, looks as though all Abner needed was a quick suspenderectomy. Will the cure be permanent, or will he suffer another reversal of the galluses?